Well, good morning. It's good to see all of you here. Good morning. Does anyone know why we do children's lessons?
Yeah.
You don't? Well, we know that Jesus liked to take sometimes, and teach the little children. And I think one of the reasons that we do children's lesson is we want to remind you and we want to remind ourselves that children are important. So this morning, remember that you are important children. Let's just have a little word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time here. I thank you for each one of the children that are here. And Lord, I pray that you would teach us this morning. Help us to remember something from the lesson here and that we could take it home with us and try to apply it to our lives, and that it would be a blessing to us and a blessing to others. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you have chores that you do at home, or some of you? All?
Sophie?
Yeah. Is there anybody that doesn't have chores that you don't? No. I bet you do some. Yeah, it's good. Well, this morning I want to talk about being helpers. So when we do, when we have chores, we're being helpers. Little helpers, big helpers. How many, is there any of you here that sometimes when you have chores that you like to complain? It's like, well, that's not a fun job. Do I have to do that? Yeah. You know what? Sometimes there's things that I need to do and I find myself complaining. It's like, well, that's going to be hard. I don't know how to do it. What do you do when someone tells you to do something?
Do it.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good thing to do. But if you're told to do something and you don't know how to do it, what do you do? Yeah, that's right. What do we sometimes like to do? It's like, well, I don't know how, so I can't. That's what we do sometimes, but that's not necessarily a good thing to do. So being helpers is very important, and it makes everybody's job easier when we're all being helpers. When we think about everybody that's in this building, in this room, and if everybody was being a helper when there's things to do and they're helping where they can, think about how easy that makes life. But if there was only 10 people in this room that were willing to be helpers, how different that would be. So it's important to be helpers. In Luke chapter 10, I'm going to read a couple of verses here. And the Lord had appointed 70 helpers, 70 people to go out and do work. So when we think about 70 people, that seems like a lot of people, don't we? That's probably almost as many people as are here today. Maybe there's more people than that. I'm not sure. But it's quite a few people. But we see here what Jesus said in verse 2. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. So
he's,
you do? Well, you should do that then. So God is looking for, he wants everyone to be a helper. So the more helpers there are, the more that there can be done. In verse, I'm going to read some more verses here, so listen carefully. Go your ways, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. When we're helpers, it's not always easy. And here he's saying that when we're working for the Lord, it's going to be hard. And I think we heard about that earlier this morning, that it's not always going to be easy. So when your parents are teaching you to be helpers, they're not just always going to give you the things that are easy or the things that you like to do. How many of you help wash dishes?
Me.
Yeah. How many of you?
Sometimes.
How many of you like to wash dishes?
Me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you always like to wash dishes? No. So your parents taught you how, first of all, how to do dishes. And they even taught you how to like to do. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good. So we learn when we are willing helpers. Sometimes we don't know how to do it, and sometimes we think we don't like to do them, but if we do it anyway, then we learn how to do it, and we learn even how to like to do it. And that's what God wants to teach us. In where was I here? In verse 4, carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Into whatsoever house you enter, first say peace be to this house. And if the sign of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. In the same house remain eating and drinking such things as they give, for the labor is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. Here in verse 7, he's telling them that they should eat the things that they offer them. When you come to the supper table, that you're supposed to eat the things that are prepared? Or do you? Yeah, probably. Sometimes there's things there that. Yeah, sometimes we don't like that. But the reason our parents teach us that we don't just eat things that we like is, first of all, they probably know what's good for you. But it also helps us to just be thankful and respectful and eat the food that is before us. Yeah. Yeah, there's some food that is more yummy than others. But when we learn to eat those things that aren't as yummy, that's good for us. And here we see that that's even teaching us for when we get older, and we might go into another country where their food is way different than we would consider not good to eat, and a friend would come and give us food. And then we were already taught in those areas, and so we try to do what we're taught here. In verse 9, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. And here he's telling them to care about the people that are sick. And I think your parents probably teach you, even now, when one of you is sick, how many of you have done when one of your siblings are sick and they have chores to do and mom says, well, they're sick, they don't have to do the chores. Who wants to do their chores? That probably happens sometimes. Or you don't have to do your chores when you're sick is because we care about people that are sick and we want to help them get better and help them feel good. And so Jesus is teaching them here to care for the sick. Yeah, you don't know. Some people do and some people don't. That's okay. Yeah, maybe someday you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Can you listen to the story now? Okay. Okay. Another time, in Luke chapter 10, going down to verse 25, there was a person that was asking about who he, the things that he should do. And he wondered who his neighbor was and who he should help. And Jesus told a story about the Good Samaritan. How many of you remember that story? Yeah, that's a really neat story of, and we see there that this person that helped, you know, he didn't know this person at all. And so we learn to, when we help each other at home, we practice and we're taught to be helpful to each other. And then when we see someone that we don't know that needs help, we remember how it feels to help people that need help. And we see that person is in need and we already know how to help people. And so we think that that's a good thing. And so those are things that your parents are teaching you, and remember that. Remember those things as you practice those as little children and you do them well. Your parents are training you for things when you get bigger. And God wants to prepare you for when you get bigger and are living for Him and working for Him. He wants good helpers. And think about this. There's not very many people in the world that like to be helpers for Jesus. And he reminded us here that there's lots of work to be done, but there's not very many helpers. And so let your parents teach you and try to learn how to be good helpers. And as you grow older, that will help you a lot. So when you go home, think about being helpers in dishes, in when your mommy has lots of work, you could ask her, like, can I help? And when you bring the toys out.
And they have whips in them.
And do what?
They have a whip in them.
Yeah. Okay. So let's try to do a good job in being helpers in whatever we do, okay? So let's pray, and then you guys can go back to your parents, okay? Our Heavenly Father, we pray, we thank you for this time here. I thank you for each one of the children here, and I pray, Lord, that you would bless them. I pray that you would teach them how to be good helpers and willing helpers, and Lord, that you could prepare them for when they grow up to be good helpers for you, for the kingdom, Lord. And I just pray that you would keep your hand of protection over each one of these. We thank you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, thank you guys for sitting and listening, and you can go back to your parents.